It's the Baseball Insider with Andy Carbone, our MSO News Sports Baseball Insider. I'm Bill Newell, along with Andy. Andy, welcome. Another week.
Week has flown by. We're back at it once again to talk all things baseball in the local nine.
Well, I wasn't sure what kind of a mood you were going to be in today, Andy, but Sox have pulled off a couple of big run wins the last couple of nights. Tell us about last night.
Certainly have. I'm a little bit of an upbeat mood this morning regarding the Red Sox. As last night, Christian Arroyo hit a pinch hit grand slam in the seventh inning, lifting the Red Sox to a 10-8 win over the Braves in Atlanta. One little down note in this game. We always have a down note, you know that. Rough start again for starting pitching for the Red Sox. Garrett Richards gave up 6 runs, 7 hits, and 4 innings of work. So the Sox are off today. They're back on the diamond tomorrow night in Kansas City for a weekend series with the Royals. Sox now 42-27 on the season, second place in the AL East, 1 game behind the Rays. But the Red Sox do currently hold the number one wild card spot in the American League if you really want to look forward.
Man, I don't know if people could really say that the glass is half full with you, Andy. I mean, or half empty, rather. That's what I'm trying to say. Yeah, number one in the wild card. There you go. All right. Well, as you mentioned, the Sox are off here. So what's happened the last week with the team?
Well, since last we spoke on last Thursday, the Red Sox did beat the Astros 12-8. That game saw Christian Arroyo lead the way again. He hit a home run, 4 RBIs in that one. And the Sox had a weekend series with the Blue Jays, Friday winning 6-5 as Alex Verdugo hit a walk-off single off the Green Monster in the bottom of the ninth. Also during that game, Sox broadcaster Jerry Remy had to leave the broadcast booth in the third inning after experiencing shortness of breath. He was rushed to Mass General. Remy actually returned home yesterday. Saturday, Blue Jays, they decided to get their bats going and beat the Red Sox 7-2. They hit 5 home runs in that game. 4 of them came off of Sox starter Nick Pivetta, who gave up 6 runs in 5 innings. And things got really ugly on Sunday as the Blue Jays exploded for 18 runs in an 18-4 win. Record was set in this game as the Blue Jays hit 8 home runs. That's a record for a visiting team at Fenway. Sox reliever Ryan Weber tagged for 11 runs and 13 hits. He gave up 4 home runs and just over 5 innings of relief. Starter Martin Perez gave up 5 runs of his own and 6 hits. In an inning in the third, he also gave up 3 home runs. So the balls were flying out of Fenway on Sunday, no doubt about it. But the Red Sox did come back to salvage the split in the series on Monday, beating the Blue Jays 2-1. Rafael Devers, walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth after Matt Barnes blew the save with 2 outs at the top of the ninth. He gave up a home run to Vladimir Guerrero Jr. That's still traveling. Nathan Eovaldi, definitely the best start of the week since we last spoke for the Red Sox. He went 6 2/3 shutout innings. Tuesday, the Sox, they headed to Atlanta to play the Braves. They won 10-8. Alex Verdugo broke a 7-all tie in the eighth inning with a 3-run home run. Rafael Devers had 3 hits in the game, including a home run, 4 RBIs. Xander Bogaerts also went deep, but again, the situation with the starting pitching was not good as Eduardo Rodriguez gave up 4 runs and 6 hits in 4 innings. And if you're looking for some possible pitching down the road on Tuesday, Chris Sale threw a bullpen session in Worcester, and he's scheduled to throw another one tomorrow. Really, the earliest we could see Chris Sale back on the mound for the Red Sox would be sometime in August.
Andy, what's your general assessment on the Red Sox starting pitcher? Again, it started off so promising for the first couple of months.
It certainly did, and I think, the cream is starting to rise to the top in terms of what they really are, and that's not good cream, it's spoiled cream, I think. It's really you see what you get is really what the staff's all about right now. You don't have a dominant starter. I mean, even though that Nathan Eovaldi has pitched well in spots this year, he's always a guy that can give you 5-6 innings. He could be a 500 pitcher at best. He's tends to go on the disabled list every year, so that's coming down the road. The so-called, number one pitcher for the Red Sox, Eduardo Rodriguez, has not been himself all year. And then you're dealing with cast-offs in terms of Nick Pivetta, Garrett Richards, those guys coming from other organizations trying to reclaim their careers. They've had some good outings, and they've had some bad outings. Unfortunately, it's been more bad than good lately, and same with Martin Perez. So, I mean, all these starters, really, other than Rodriguez, who could be a number two in a good rotation, the rest of the staff, these are really number four and five starters when you really break it down. So, it is what it is. I mean, Chris Sale's not coming back anytime soon, still at least over another month away or so. Will they do something at the trade deadline to bring in some starting pitching? Who knows? But that's really the key. I mean, this team's going to score runs. There's no doubt about it. They're going to hit the long ball. They're going to score some runs. There are a couple dead spots in the lineup, but overall, you'll find the team scoring runs. It's just, can they keep the other team at bay?
Yeah. All right. Any other team notes? What do you have for us from the team? I'm just thinking Chris Sale, so far away, but just an hour away in Worcester. But that's the complexity of that. So what else? What other team notes do you have, Andy?
Well, the Sox have sent reliever Phillips Valdez to Worcester, and the Red Sox also designated Ryan Weber for assignment after that outing on Sunday at Fenway. But believe it or not, Weber claimed off waivers by the Brewers yesterday after having that just horrid outing on Sunday. And the Red Sox did make a minor trade, if you will. They sent cash to the Mariners for relief pitcher Yasiel Rios. He actually made his debut for the Red Sox in Atlanta last night.
Mm-hmm. All right. And anything else, Andy, with the team?
Well, if you're looking to do some voting for the All-Star game, you'll find that Xander Bogaerts and Rafael Devers leading the American League at their respective positions so far. And another little bright note for the Red Sox fans out there. Red Sox just one of three teams in the majors without a four-game losing streak this season, along with the Giants and the Mets.
And how about those Mets, Andy? What's going on with them, huh?
Yeah, that National League East is a tight division. Can go with it with anybody at this point. But the Mets are starting to put things together and starting to get a little bit of a lead. So, interesting to see. They haven't been at the top spot in a while. So, it'll be fun to watch for a change for Mets fans down there.
No, they haven't. The Miracle Mets of 21. All right, now, Nesson Plus, you always share with us what's on dock on Nesson Plus and the Red Sox feature this day on today.
Well, first pitch comes your way at 1 o'clock on Nesson Plus. A game from June the 17th of 2005. Johnny Damon hits a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth, scoring Jason Veritek, giving the Sox a 6-5 win over the Pirates.
All right, now for all you folks that can't stay informed on all of the Major League Baseball notes, here are some of the highlights from the past week. Andy, what do you have from us from around MLB?
Well, the real top story that's come out this week is that Major League Baseball has announced new guidance on enforcement for foreign substances being applied to baseballs by pitchers. So starting on Monday, any pitcher who possesses or puts a foreign substance on a game ball will be ejected and automatically getting a 10-game suspension. Starting pitchers will now have more than one mandatory check per game. Relief pitchers are subject to be checked at the end of each inning that they pitch, and catchers will also be subjected to routine inspections. All this is coming about with the increased spin rate in baseball, causing the balls to do things that they haven't done in the past. So Major League Baseball is going to try to curtail that by not letting players put what they call spider tack or suntan lotion or any other kind of sticky substance to get a better grip on the ball and make it spin more. So we'll have to see how this really plays out starting on Monday. And another note with all this, that any player that gets suspended because of this for the 10 games, the team itself will not be allowed to replace that player on the roster.
Ooh.
So they'll be shorthanded a player on there. I can't call some up for the minors to replace the suspended player. So maybe that's part of the reason why the Sox pitchers in the last week to 10 days or so are hitting a skid, because they knew that this news was going to be coming down, and maybe they stopped putting the sticky stuff on the ball, and the ball's not moving the same way. So some of these Sox starters are starting to, really show their true colors, and the ball's not doing what it was doing earlier in the season.
You know, Andy, that's a great point, actually. You know, you look at I know there's been a number of articles written of late with, Alex Cora, his history with the Astros, the Red Sox history. They can't afford another incident. And that makes sense. Yeah.
I mean, obviously, this is not just for Red Sox pitchers. I mean, this is going across the league. And, and what we've seen in the last few weeks, too, with, this going on, is that the hitting in baseball is starting to increase. Averages are starting to go up. It's more home runs. So just trying to even out the playing field. So it will make things interesting coming on Monday. We'll have to wait for that first pitcher to get nabbed and see how it all plays out.
Yeah, they should put cork back in those bats. Whatever.
I'm sure that'll be coming down the road if it doesn't already.
Andy, I know you have a couple of other, I think a few other notes from MLB.
Yeah, I guess we have to be happy we're not doing the Diamondbacks Insider every Thursday. The Diamondbacks currently on a 13-game losing streak. Can you imagine what I'd be saying if we were dealing with this? They're just 3-30 in their last 33 games. Diamondbacks have also tied a Major League record last night by losing their 22nd straight game on the road. That ties the 1943 Philadelphia A's and the 1963 Mets.
Yeah, it'd be me hosting along with a grief counselor and yourself, Andy, I believe. Yeah.
I think I'd be jumping off bridges at that point. I'd be done, officially done.
Right.
That's rough. And, former Red Sox coach Torey Lovullo is the manager of the Diamondbacks, and there's speculation how much longer will he be at the helm of that team the way things are going. So not pretty times in Phoenix, that's for sure.
And speaking of great pitchers, as we have over the weeks, Jim Mudcat Grant passed away.
Yeah, he did. He was the first black pitcher to win 20 games in the American League. He was a key part of the 1965 Twins World Series team when he went 21-7. He passed away last Saturday at the age of 85.
All right, Andy, always good talking with you, and we'll talk again soon.
Always looking forward to it, that's for sure.
There he is, our baseball insider, Andy Carbone. I'm Bill Newell on MSO NewSports.com.